check this out. There's a brewery in San Francisco in the very hipster-oriented Mission District where there's a startup company called New Age Meats. So they made a pork sausage entirely out of cells grown from a live pig named Jesse. So
they had to name it?
Well, the pig is still alive, but they just took some cells, grew it, and ended up with a chunk of sausage, which they then cooked, cut up, and then asked people to try and see what they thought. And they said it tasted great. So now you've got animal cells without killing any animals, and sausage, people says, tastes great without having to slaughter animals or do anything.
I don't want anything in a lab.
No animal suffering.
If I can avoid it, if I can avoid anything being from a lab, I do.
Hmm. It's the first.
Because you know what they're going to do. At some point, they're going to be like, well, if we add this, it'll last longer. If we add this, it'll look better.
Well, but they do that now.
I know, and I hate it. I try, like I said, I try to eat organic when I can.
Well, but maybe this would be better. You don't have to deal with worrying about if the meat has bacteria because they, in the slaughtering process, it wasn't clean. Like maybe this is a clean way to have it. Well, what I'm saying is maybe there's a better chance because you're not cutting off heads and there's blood and there's people's hands. And like in a lab, it could be very sterile.
You want to eat fake sausage? You go right ahead.
No, it's real sausage.
No, it's fake.
It just didn't walk around.
It's fake.
They can make maybe the lowest fat, you know, like you wouldn't have to have veal from a veal calf that sits there and straps. Maybe they just from the cells can make this no fat type thing, very tender without hurting anything.
Go ahead.
It's interesting. I mean, imagine if we don't have to have giant slaughterhouses. And I'm all for meat eaters and stuff. Have to do it, that's not so bad.
I like the slaughterhouses.
What do you like most?
I like to walk past them and hear the screams.
Do you like the blood running down the drains in the street? Yep. Is that what you like?
That too. Yep.
What about the, that's like the Impossible Burger. Have you seen those or had one of those? It's they have them at, I think Wahlburgers was the first one to have one, but it's called the Impossible Burger because it tastes exactly like a hamburger, except it's all, it's all made in a lab. And they say it's all
it's
like,
made in a lab or it's vegetable?
No, it's natural stuff. So I don't think, it's not a veggie burger. It's just all natural. I'm not a chemist, but it was like they had the lab, the white suits on and the whole bit and the beakers and the Bunsen burners. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I just know that it apparently everybody loves this thing and it's like, really
the Impossible Burger launched July a couple of years ago.
Other than the original,
plant-based substitutes.
Plants, yeah.
Yeah,
What was the original? The show, the MTV, the original reality show,
Real World.
Real World. Other than the early Real World, Wahlburgers is the only other reality show I've ever really given a whole hell of a lot of attention to. I mean, true reality shows.
You can do better than Wahlburgers.
So, because of that, will you try the Impossible Burger,
I loved it. I don't know why I love Wahlburgers. I just did.
Mm.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Well,
They had this guy Nacho, who's amazing. No, I eat a regular burger. I've been there a couple of times.
That Nacho is balls, basically. He's just what's
right,
he doing?
But we actually had Mark Wahlberg. Do you remember when we had Mark on? Mm-hmm. And I asked him, what'd you do with Nacho? They didn't kill him off, but he disappeared for season two. I was pissed. I'd love me some Nacho, because Nacho was funny. They used to be able to get Nacho to do anything stupid. It was great.
I don't know that that's a selling point.
It was funny. I know entertainment.
And Nacho was entertaining.
Nacho was entertaining as a mofo.
Did you stop watching?
I just lost it.
Did you watch the Jenny and Donnie? You were watching that?
No, I can't. I tried it. I can't. It's too sickening. I love you, baby.
Donnie Wahlberg and his wife.
So let me just wrap this up.
What show were they?
The love, but you like the slaughterhouse. Okay.
Yeah, I was kidding about the slaughterhouse.
Okay.
Does that really surprise you?
No. But yeah, the schmoopy, I love you more, baby, I love you, this, that. They were just doing a talk show the other day. I was like, bleh.
Oh, really? It's that, are they like that all the time?
God.
What's wrong with love? Oh, my God.
Yeah, just a certain amount.
Do you want him to fight? You want him to hate each other?
Maybe not just be so openly goopy. Is that the problem?
Like, hide your love. All the
syrupy stuff.
Come on.
And I'm the broken one here.
Get a room.
Come on.
Get a room. But are they openly sexual or just
schmoopy
in love?
They're openly
schmoopy.
Oh,
yeah.
Hate that.
You definitely don't want me to have a boyfriend because that's how it usually goes. It's all
really.
It's all very, very lap sitting and hand holding and
PDA.
Yeah, and just lovey schmoopy. Yeah, I mean, why not? If we love each other, we love each other.
Have you said? Have you?
Yeah, but will you in public at a ball game?
Right.
Oh, I love those giant.
Have
fists.
You said I love you to Jackhammer?
No.
Not even in a moment of unbelievable passion.
No. That's weird. Stop making it awkward. No. Stop talking.
Oh, I had to be specific.
It's like a record. It's like a needle on a record. No. Just that.
When was the last time you were all schmoopy schmoopy with somebody?
It would have to be. Yeah, it would definitely have to be the ex we talked about. Yeah. Mm. We were.
It has to be.
It was all baby love, baby.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being outward.
We have a Jackhammer said, I love this instead of you.
No.
You know, did you avoid it? Did you ever come close?
No. It's more that's more of like doomy. Like it's not like that.
Excuse me? What was that?
She meant doom and gloom? No. Mm-hmm. It was doomy. All right.
I love you, baby.
No. Yep, exactly. And then everything stops, and then that's just the wrong way to go. But
excuse me.
That's what you fought real fast.
No.
What?
He doesn't do that, and
what
I don't do that.
What story do you have?
I don't have any story. I don't ever want a story. Who wants a story about that? That's the world's worst. No.
So that never happened? That your reaction wasn't because that happened?
Ever.
Ever?
Ever. Why would that ever happen? What is happening? I can't. I'm disgusted.
To him?
So gross.
Never happened to him?
In life. It just doesn't happen. He doesn't do that. I can guarantee you that. It's disgusting.
Mm. You're a mess.
Whatever.
I love the sound she makes.
You're a mess.
I'm a mess, but you don't like love. Like, you just pretty much said you hate love.
Right.
I didn't say I don't like love. I just don't like television shows where they're, like, fawning over each other. Just stop it.
Well, what about in real life? Are you all, like, touchy-feely-lovey with your wife?
No.
You hold hands or,
yes.
Sure.
That's so sweet. Well, then that's
love. Arm around. Yeah, well, there's such a thing as being, like, tender and being nice and being in love as opposed to the ones that are really over the top.
You've
all
watched,
right already.
Have you watched that show, Monica?
All right already.
Have you watched it?
What, the
Donnie Loves Jenny or Jenny Loves Donnie or whatever it is?
I watched the first episode, and I stopped watching it not because of the love.
Because it's pukey.
No, it really wasn't. I thought that was sweet. I think that's adorable. And they were all in their new stages. What do you want them to do? You know what I mean? That's what you do in the new stages, right?
I guess.
I just didn't like how the show was itself. It was just kind of lame. I don't like Wahlburgers either, though, so. Just a bad judgment.
Out, yo. Oh, by the way, isn't it your time of year? Didn't they bust out the
It is so McRib season.
Did it happen yet?
It's here in Tampa. I think it happens. It's like a wave. So depending on where you are in the country or whatever, but it's in Tampa, and I love that people send me tweets and texts, like just of the picture of a McDonald's sign that says McRib. Right.
Speaking of food made in a lab.
That's great.
Yes, please make it in a lab. Put it in my mouth right after. I am okay with it.
If only it came from the actual side cells of a pig instead of whatever it supposedly is.
The floor of a
9,000 participating locations nationwide. So if it's not near you, as Monica said, the rollout is out.
I have not had a McRib in my life.
JP, just do it for
Never.
Me. And nobody's asking you to finish it. Just all you need to do is take one bite of the delicious barbecue-y, saucy.
I've had the school cafeteria version of a McRib.
Those are good too, though. Those are really good.
But I don't dig it. I don't know. It doesn't do it for me.
But you don't know because
you
didn't have it. You have to have it.
No, I don't.
Just a bite.
Try the tasty fan favorite slathered in tangy barbecue sauce and topped with slivered onions and tart pickles, all in a hoagie style bun.
Yep.
JP, when you're here, just a bite. But just a bite. But one bite.
Monica, when was the last time the McRib was on the menu?
Last November.
I knew it was winter. I just didn't know exactly which month. But yeah, it's always in the wintertime, usually around the holidays. A Christmas present.
What, a couple months?
Yeah, it'll go probably to the beginning of the year. Yeah, I don't think it'll be past the beginning of the year.
Mm.
I don't know. That's why I got to eat it all now, you know?
Yeah. So have you had one yet in this new season?
No, because the running weather hasn't happened. I can't just sit on my fat ass and eat a McRib and act like I don't need to do cardio right after, so.
It's one McRib sandwich. Go have it.
but it's not
without
just
running.
It's not just one. You know what it is? It's French fries and tartar sauce and
tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce.
No.
Got to dip your fries in tartar sauce. What am I, an animal?
Oh, that's the Buffalo thing. Here we go again.
What?
Or the Iowa thing. I don't know which it is.
Oh, good Christ!
What is wrong? That's delicious.
What? Get.
I mean, people dip their fries in mayo. It's just a step removed, right?
Yeah, I saw that when I was in Amsterdam. They're nuts, too.
That's gross. Nobody. No, you got to have tartar sauce. And McDonald's tartar sauce is the best.
What is tartar sauce? Tartar sauce is mayo and relish, right?
Pickles so. And onions. Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Maybe a little onion.
So I'm sure there's some sort of ingredients. Mm. I don't know, but just, that's the best.
Arby's has got a new thing rolling out now. A deep-fried turkey sandwich.
Ooh.
With all the... Like with it's got bacon and Swiss and it's got cranberry sauce. The whole it's like a Thanksgiving really? On a sandwich.
Wow.
Yeah, that one they might get me on.
No,
that
what does, you know, that doesn't do anything for me. Why are you putting cranberry
Thanksgiving
sauce
on a
how does Thanksgiving on a roll? How does that not do it for you?
None of it matches. First of all, second of all,
what do you mean none of it matches?
Turkey and cranberry sauce doesn't match with mayo.
Nope. Keep them way apart from each other. Way apart from each other, and you don't need them all on a.
You sure don't need mayo on it. You don't have to.
No.
Turkey with cranberry and a little stuffing and gravy or something like a real Thanksgiving, like what do they call the thin sandwiches? A squish. Panini? Like,
we make those at home. Why do you need it all in a sandwich?
They're fantastic. Because it's so good.
Because it
works. You have to have one to understand.
I don't need an.
When you eat,
when JP eats the McRib, you have that sandwich.
I'm not eating.
You guys trademark.
I would sack the disgustingness for JP to have one. Bite of a McRib. I would take a nasty ass bite.
I have zero interest in McRib.
When we land Wednesday night, we're going to McDonald's. We're going to Arby's. Okay. We're going to make this happen.
I'm on it. I'm so all over this.
No, we're not.
Much rather eat the sacred pepper, honestly.
Right, me too.
full disclosure.
That's what I'm thinking. But when you eat, do you ever mix bites, or are you everything's a separate bite?
Oh, you don't. You sure you want to pull at that thread? Here's the
thing.
Do
you really do that?
No, I do. The only things I mix, you're not going to like. So let me just say, the things normal people probably mix, I don't. And the things that people might... I said it. I made a mistake of mentioning it in here, and Spanish and Carmen nearly punched me in the face because I like eating a pickle and a boiled egg and a potato chip all in one... Like, if you put that on sandwich...
In one bite?
Yeah, that's all a one-bite thing.
What was it? A pickle or what?
A boiled egg and a potato chip.
Egg.
Like, if you just took a bite of the boiled egg and a bite of the pickle and a bite of the pale chip.
Right, but that's but if you have a plate for Thanksgiving and you have stuffing and you have mashed potatoes and you have turkey and there's gravy,
right.
like the turkey gets eaten by itself and the mashed potato gets eaten by itself. Like
goes?
You won't you don't make like you don't put a little cranberry on the fork with a little turkey on the fork and a little mashed potato. Nom
never
nom nom
the
nom nom.
Shall meet. No.
Really? So you eat a pile of potatoes?
Oh my god!
And then a pile of cranberry, and then all the slices of turkey.
I don't eat cranberry. Cranberry stank, but I do eat the rest.
Oh, good.
You keep them all separate. Wow. Even at Thanksgiving.
My wife makes this cranberry compote thing. Mm. It's basically like. Jello?
Yeah. My sister makes it. Oh, the jello mold is here.
It's got a chunk of pineapple. Like, it's phenomenal.
I love cranberry mold.
It's phenomenal.
Oh, and, my sister just made
a
pineapple.
And the sandwich later on that day with cranberry sauce and mayo or even gravy and stuffing and the turkey?
No.
What?
It's too much. It's all way too... None of it matches.
Wow.
No.
Well, it matches. You're just not a fan of it.
I don't feel like it matches.
Your egg, potato chip, pickle does not match.
No.
That
goes
doesn't match
perfectly together. That is a symphony of taste. That matches. The
potatoes and
belongs.
Eggs with pickles and some salt.
Jesus,
I don't know about the pickles. I've never had potatoes and eggs with pickles.
What about like for
that
breakfast?
Doesn't seem crazy.
I don't want to put your syrup like pancakes, waffles, whatever needs to be on a whole separate plate. That cannot go near the eggs.
What?
Oh, a little syrup.
No, I'll tell you what. You know when
thing.
You get that McDonald's breakfast, it's got the hot cakes with the sausage and stuff. The sausage has to go in the syrup.
Yeah.
Has to.
No, it's separate.
Listen, Monica, I'm going to help you out here.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to take this. I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
What?
Okay.
What?
If you do end up on a date anytime soon, don't say too much.
Inside voice.
Like, don't say too much. Go out, look pretty, decide whether or not you want to get laid, yes him to death and have the dinner and then go get laid.
Ask him a lot of questions.
But do not say too much.
Okay.
Because you're going to talk yourself right out of sex.
And nobody wants that.
You got to F things up pretty bad to talk yourself out of sex with a dude.
All right. Okay. Mental note.
Monica, why do you always answer my questions with a question? Wow. I'm just doing what Brett said.
Yes. Just yeses. 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 Okay.
Eric on line one. Go ahead, Eric.
And a lot of so do I.
Right. Yes.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to tell JP, the Wawa, they have a sub called the Gobbler, and it's basically everything Thanksgiving on the sub. Turkey, gravy sauce, gravy, mashed potatoes, just right. Everything. But
it's got to be fresh. Like, it's got to all be fresh, homemade stuff.
Oh, that's what I do on Thanksgiving. The best part is the next day where you just put everything on the sandwich. You get it so much gravy where the bread is just wet and not even bread anymore. So that's the best part of Thanksgiving.
And the secret is you gotta hope that people don't really go for the dark meat, because that's the dark meat is way juicier the next morning.
You can't use white meat. It's too dry.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm getting chubbed up. I'm going to be honest.
Okay, then maybe
Brett, you know how you get hard-ons playing video games?
No. What are you talking about?
It's because it's kind of happening right now.
Publix has a holiday sub, a cranberry holiday sub, and you tell me if this all matches, because it's a little bit of a twist on it. It's oven gold turkey breast, smoked, I don't know how to say it, cheese,
Gruyere
cheese, bacon, and cranberry orange relish.
Interesting. I'd try that.
Obviously,
I'd
on a hokey roll, and you could put whatever, like,
I'm more all about the cranberry, but
I would
try
it. But to me, it's just cold cuts. I need, like, if I'm going to do this, like, fresh turkey, like, fresh carved.
Carved turkey breast, turkey. A little chunky.
Yeah.
Real gravy in there.
Thanksgiving on a plate.
Make giblets.
How do you have gravy on a sandwich? It's just going to get all over the joint.
Put it on very carefully.
Mm-hmm. I'm totally having Thanksgiving Saturday now.
You put it on, you make sure it hits the stuffing a lot, so it absorbs. But then you have a little bit in the middle, and it gets a little juicy. If you do too much, like the last guy was saying, the bread, then I think that's too much.
Do you lift it up?
Because you got stuffing in there already.
Or do you use a knife and fork?
You cut it in half, you lift it up, enjoy looking at it, and then you eat it up.
John Brennan is sending me text messages. Monica, maybe you should date him.
He's all about keeping his food separate?
He said, first it was no good places for fast food, liverwurst sandwiches. That's what I need. I said, please tell him you're kidding me. Liverwurst.
John Brennan.
He goes, liverwurst onions and mustard. He goes, liverwurst greater than McRib. Egg and pickle is just egg salad with chips. Very adventurous. He called you out.
I do like the liverwurst. And he might have a point there. I just don't put the mayonnaise. Actually, I never thought of it that way. But the liverwurst fast food idea, get on that, someone. That's genius.
Oh, there's going to be lines out to the street.
Oh, man.
Not a chance. Monica, are you crazy?
Don't they use that to keep vampires away?
Liverwurst.
Oh, you're grossing me out right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brad, you ever eat liverwurst?
No.
I've had it when I was a kid. Like, I've tasted it. It's like meat paste.
A little bit.
It's awful.
It's a pate, kind of.
It's awful.
Yeah.
But that's just texture. The taste itself is delicious.
The taste is an armpit. Mm. It's
spicy.
German,
it's
some big, fat German wrestler from the 70s. It's their armpit sweat.
He rubbed the liver under his arm first.
Yes. No.
And turned it into liverwurst.
It's the woman who, like, they said they were women, but we thought they were
men. She won the 72 Olympics?
Yeah. You remember the ones that were sticking needles in their ass the whole time? They were all juiced up?
It was her.
It was her sweaty armpit. They took this thing of meat and put it right under her pit and took it across right after a workout. Boom, there's liverwurst.
This is like the worst. Those are the world's worst images to think about a sandwich. Like, of the world's worst.
Right.
You made it sound so great. I don't know why I haven't tried it yet. Now I am.
I just saved you, bro.
Hey, if people don't know what they're missing, it's all right.
For me. And
it's a minority of us who do like it.
You know what?
Once, twice a year, that's fine.
Maybe you and John Brennan can have date night Thursday.
Well, I don't like it with mustard and onion, so he's out. He's off my list. I just like it on white bread with crunchy lettuce. That's it. That's how I had it as a kid, and I just love it that way.
No mustard?
No mustard whatsoever. Just the taste of that liverwurst with the lettuce and the white bread is
amazing. Cheese? No cheese at all.
Huh? No cheese. No, not at all.
I'll put some cheese. I'll slap some cheese and onion and mustard. And you know what? I'm going to throw some lettuce on there now that you mentioned that. That sounds good.
She'll put cheese on that, but she hates pizza.
I know. She'll put all those things together.
You're sick.
I am sick.
You're sick.
She puts all those together and doesn't like Thanksgiving together. Figure that out. Mm-hmm. Think of that. Mm-hmm. That's...
I'm done trying to figure this one out.
1 minute, everything's alone on the plate. Next minute, it's all smushed together.
I feel like I've put more time trying to understand Monica than I have into any trying to understand any other individual in my life.
I'm the simplest person.
Ever.
You're
not that simple.
I think I am.
You're not. You're not. Just when I think I got something, it's two steps back.
Conundrum wrapped in a dilemma.
Jesus.
There she is. It's our Monica. All right, Roger and JP on the bone. By the way, quick reminder, we will be in town Thursday and Friday. Of course, Friday we'll be at the Calta Punch-Out. Please be there. Come by. Say hello. Don't just say, I was there. I didn't want to come up and say hi. That's happened before. Come up and say hi. We want to meet all you guys and say hello on Friday at the Calta Punch-Out. All the details at theboneonline.com. But Roger and JP on the bone. We'll be right back. This started as a discussion about lab-grown sausage. Quickly went into McRib and liverwurst. It's covered quite a few food items. Rick is on line one. Rick, which section are you commentating on, and what do you got?
Hello.
Hey, what do you got, Rick?
Hey, on the liverwurst, I used to have a dog that had epilepsy, and I swear to God, the only way I could give him the pills was to wrap it in that liver sausage stuff.
Okay.
And he would take the pills, but it took about 3 months, and he smartened up. Said that liver sausage was nasty stuff, so he wouldn't even take the pills with liver sausage.
Even the dog wouldn't eat it.
Even a dog wouldn't
eat it. Scoop it onto my plate. I'll eat it.
Well,
I don't know what liver sausage is, but I know what liverwurst is from the deli. It's got like a spread that you can get it sliced, but it's still pretty soft.
That's what I
mean. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that dog has no taste.
It was awful. Awful stuff. All right, guys, I'm out.
Brett, I wish... I wish you can understand the consistency of this. Meat paste is really the, it's like a very
thick, kind of pasty,
like a thick meat paste.
Is that
paste.
Your only hang up with it?
No, it tastes like armpits.
Well, a lot of people don't like the texture because it's a pasty type thing.
You're right.
You know, like it's meat, but it's a paste. Like people can't wrap their heads around it.
I like burying my head in the sand with this particular sandwich. Yeah, it's fine.
You just
make believe it
doesn't exist.
Yeah.
No, you had good parents.
Okay, Brett, this is what has to happen then. Brett has a bite of liverwurst.
Okay.
You, JP, have a bite of McRib, and I'll have a bite of that disgusting, god-awful, nobody wants it crap.
I don't care if you get food pleasure. I'm not eating that garbage.
Come on.
You're going to get food pleasure. We're all going to die.
No, you will love it.
Am I allowed to bring the vomit bag from the plane with me when I have this or no? Just in case?
You will not puke.
You know something, Brett? I bet you would gag.
No.
I bet you would gag.
Yeah, I'm pretty smell sensitive.
Liverwurst? Oh, really? Well, it's definitely.
I would gag.
It's not a bad smell, but it's definitely a liver in a some sort of salt, pepper, whatever, spices type thing smell. It's got a definitive smell to it, but not a horrible smell. But it might trigger you if you have a
gag. If it smells like armpits or.
No.
Or. Garbage juice or...
It
no,
really doesn't.
No,
see, now that's the thing. Now JP's skewing everything. Like, you can't listen to him.
I'm spicy bologna, anything. Maybe liverwurst smells like. Something like that. Like, not crazy. Not out of the realm of what you smelled in your
anybody
life.
Anybody who likes liverwurst from when they were a kid has bad parents. It's simple as that.
I have great parents.
No way.
Suspect.
My mom was the best mom ever. What are you talking about?
Even I don't believe that.
David online, too. Go ahead, David.
Hey, guys, love the show. Hey, JP, fair warning. You might want to look at the ingredients on that McRib before you take a bite.
I'm not taking a bite of it.
Doesn't matter.
It has 70 different ingredients in it, and one of which is a flowering agent also found in yoga mats.
All right, I've heard. Are you sure it's not in the bun? That's in the meat itself?
Oh, God.
I thought that made the bun flow.
It's part of the ingredients.
Either way, yoga mats should not. Now you understand why I don't want food made in a lab.
Wait a minute.
I don't dig it.
No, this just means I bring some barbecue sauce and I can gnaw on a yoga mat. And
who knew yoga mats were so good for you?
Yeah, then when McRib is out of season, I'm good to go.
Go for it, yo.
Yeah. Now I know why you're so short here, Monica.
Yo.
No, that was all the smoking. Stunted in my hair. 8 years old.
There's a restaurant we go to all the time right by my house. And, Raj, have you ever seen that little tiny Mexican girl that works at Menino's, the really tiny one?
No, I don't think so.
She looks like a baby.
Oh, no, hey. Like a baby?
The first few times I saw her.
Like shorter than Monica?
Way shorter than Monica.
Wow, I've never seen that. No.
Shorter than Monica, but not midgety. And
is that an adjective?
How's that possible?
It is now. Shorter than
Monica's pretty close, so if it's way shorter.
Shorter than Monica, but not, like, not midgety where...
Proportioned. She's proportioned.
Right. She's tiny. Mm. She's tiny. And not stumpy like midgety, you know, just she's tiny.
God, I hope you're going somewhere with this.
Well, it freaks me out because I thought it was like child labor. Like, really? Until yesterday, I thought it was a kid.
Oh.
Finally, I asked.
Like a family member, they were just
finally,
letting
work. I asked. I go, are they letting somebody's kid? She's like, no, she's in her 30s. I go, what? She's like, I swear to God, she's in her 30s. Oh, my God.
That's you do the same thing to her. You don't ask, you don't act like afraid of her, like to her, do you?
No, I'm not afraid of her at all. I thought it was weird they had a kid working.
What did she do?
Bus boy, bus girl.
She reaches for really high things on shelves.
Bus person.
Does she refill your water? She comes to your table.
She does that. She, you know, took plates away yesterday and stuff.
Well, good for her.
Eddie on line 3. Go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you.
Hey, can you hear me okay? Should I take off?
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hi, we can hear you fine. That's a professional listener. Take it off speakerphone. Yeah. Good job.
Yes. Yes, sir. the cranberry, if you don't like it, because I don't, if you mix it with, JP said the mashed potatoes and the turkey. How about the stuffing
and
the
stuffing?
Turkey?
All of it.
Yes.
Yeah. A little bit of mashed potato. When you make the sandwich the next day, the mashed potatoes are the option.
Yep, I agree.
That's
totally
the one. That's the one option. It depends on how you want to go.
That's awesome, too. I just wanted to throw in the stuffing. But I really wanted to talk about Monica and dating and trying to get laid. Sex and sports.
Me, too. What do you got?
Just talk about sex in sports, Monica, and you'll be just fine.
Sex in sports or sex and sports?
No, sex and sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things you and know then the guy will fall in love with you, and you know, you'll get hammered. Agree?
Okay, all good stuff. All good stuff.
There you go.
So you go, girl. Thank you. Hey, I could be first in line if that's the deal.
Oh, Eddie's got a crush.
Hey, you love me. I'm 52 years old, but I'm good looking. I'm in good shape and could knock the socks off you. You want my number, honey?
I got it right here, Eddie. I got it right here. Okay.
Monica strikes me as a person who loves being called honey.
You can get it. I love little tiny things.
You can tell Eddie's just warming up now. If we let him go for another minute, he's going to get way out of line.
Eddie's got at least 3 bodies in the trunk.
No, I don't. It's tiny things with big beavers.
Damn. Oh, that's where we jumped the line, Monica.
Thank you, Eddie.
No, the beaver is probably the funniest thing.
Right.
You should take his number and then JP will show up.
Right. Hey, I got some beaver.
You're taller than I thought.
Would y'all catfish me? Oh, damn.
Yes.
Sledge on line.
Fell for it again.
Sledge on line 1. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? I got to talk to my little schmoopy baby, Monica, over there. I love you, sweetheart.
Hey,
wow.
Sledgy.
No.
Sledgy-poo.
Hey, baby. All right. McRib I can go with. But this other stuff, you're talking about the pickled eggs, cheese, chips. Now, JP, Roger, this is the girl that eats ravioli out of a can straight out.
That's true.
Okay. So good, though.
Mm-hmm. She is no food connoisseur by any means. Mm-hmm. Now, Schmoopy, baby.
Love you.
But I'm not kidding you after you get the eggs and pickles and stuff.
All right.
You had to go brush.
Okay, Sledgy, whatever you say, Schmoopy.
Oh, God.
All right, baby. All right, y'all have a good day.
I want a boyfriend just so I can be Schmoopy in front of you, JP. you would get so sick.
No, I would just walk away.
We'd follow.
And Mike online, too. Go ahead, Mike. Then we should take
him. Mike, call the police.
Hey, guys. Somebody was saying that they have to have their pancakes on the side on a separate plate.
Monica, right?
What you need to do is you need to cook your bacon and then put the bacon inside the pancakes.
Nice touch. That's good thinking, guy. That's good stuff.
Nice and warm in there.
But then there's butter and syrup on the bacon. That's weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maple bacon? Maple bacon.
Yes, please.
Maybe.
Good thinking, Mike. Mike. I like it.
Have a good day, guys.
Take care.
Hey, buddy. Make me want breakfast now.
I'm starving. I have nothing. And we got a meeting right after the show.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know, you could solve that problem just by swinging through a drive-thru and getting a McRib.
Not going to happen.
Good point.
Nice and easy.
I don't have time.
Quick. Uber.
Yeah, that's fast food, though. Mm-hmm.
I don't do that Uber Eats.
You should.
Why? They charge you more money.
They charge you a delivery fee, which isn't a lot, depending.
That's fair.
And if you haven't done it yet, there's a lot of apps that have first time is free, so you wouldn't even have to worry about it.
So problem solved.
God, we're going to be such a fat country.
I don't want to go out
get
my food.
Oh, my gosh. 7-Eleven now delivers. How lazy
really?
Are we when we can't even go to the convenience store on our own? They now deliver.
They're everywhere, and it's quick. What are we missing? Just don't want to get in the car.
Grab me some beef jerky and a Coke, and, you know, I don't want to get out off my couch, so bring it to me.
It's like a $5 fee for that. Yeah. How about that? For a meal, that'd be fine, but for 7-Eleven jerky and a Coke and a roller dog?
I go to 7-Eleven just to get out of my house.
That's your escape room?
I'll get it. I got it.
That is the saddest ever.
I got it.
When the girls were little, and Susan's like, oh, I need milk. Dude. I'm like, I'll go, honey. Don't worry about it. You stay here.
Nicole,
I'll go get it.
Nicole and my daughter were in Florida this week, and they were in Clearwater Beach, right? It was just me and my son. It was bliss.
Now there why?
Because there was zero ball breaking.
Mm-hmm.
There was zero stress. Mm. Nothing.
It's two boys. I know what's going on.
What they are you stressed about when they're there? Yeah, what are they stressing
they
about?
Because when you put my son and my daughter together, it is a nightmare. They fight like it is. She breaks his balls like it's her job.
Well, it kind of is.
No, it's not.
It's a sibling thing. It is a sibling thing.
Oh, God. I just want... I'll take baby crying over kid whining any day of the week.
But shouldn't your son buzz balls back? Should he not be whining? He should just give it back to her.
Yeah, but all it does is get elevated, and the loudness, it's all right there. It's right in front of me. I'm like, I just had 3 days of relative quiet.
With a really cool kid.
And I had most of yesterday because my son was doing some community service stuff for student government at the marathon that Raj was at.
Oh.
And then... I was home by, and they were. I was home by myself.
Wow!
Yeah, what do you even do?
Guess what I did?
some community service at home.
Yeah.
A little housekeeping.
Yeah.
yard work.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
That's definitely not yard work.
Nope.
Vacuuming.
Nope.
Catch up on some Netflix shows.
Nope.
Is this something that you plan? Like when you heard that there was going to be a point in time where you were going to be completely solo. Is this something that you're like your first thought, like, I'm going to do this? Or does it just happen?
No, but that's happened.
It was the second thought.
That's happened.
It wasn't far down the list.
That's definitely happened. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
Nobody's home?
Yeah.
I could probably count on one hand the amount of times I didn't play with myself if the house was empty.
In the last, like, year?
So weird.
2 years.
Since I'm 12.
Since you're 12. I'm Roger and JP. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.